Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist.
Let's talk once again about, I've been missing him. Because I chose not to pay attention to the news as much as possible over while we took some time off. But he's back, our president.
Back and better than ever.
Yeah, he's still doing it. He's still at it, you guys. President Donald Trump had a sort of half press conference, like televised meeting yesterday, full of just a lot of comedic highlights. He was surrounded by people who I didn't recognize. And then super producer Nick Stumpf pointed out that was his cabinet. And it's just you don't recognize any of them because he's like fired all of them or they've all quit in the past.
So it's all like their subordinates or something.
Yeah. It's all just people who are in the hallway who were willing to come in.
Did he finally hire that kid mowing the lawn?
Yeah, I think he did. So here, just a quick highlight reel. He boasted he would have been a great general. He insisted his generals were better looking than Tom Cruise and stronger.
You mean our 5-star general, Tom Cruise?
Right. He complained that he spent Christmas all alone at the White House, quote, except for all the guys out on the lawn with machine guns, which sounds like a crazy, like I get what he was saying because there are snipers everywhere, but it does. Like a confused old man who just like was looking out the window of the White House and was like,
"This sounds like the start of a Sinbad movie,
right?
Sinbad home for Christmas at the White House.
Yeah,
old man president's not having a good time." What?
But Super Producer Nick Stump just pointed out that he did specify that they were the nicest machine guns he'd ever seen. And I think that he waved to a couple of the guys with the machine guns. So there was a particularly confused moment. The Tom Cruise kind of ramble was particularly weird. So he said, I had a meeting at the Pentagon with lots of generals. They were like from a movie. Better looking than Tom Cruise and stronger.
Good. Laughs
alone. Nobody else is laughing. Everyone's like, huh. And I had more generals than I've ever seen.
Good.
And we were at the bottom of this incredible room.
Is this awesome. A dream he had?
No, doesn't it sound like it? Like he's
or like in our military, Jenny, have some fucking respect.
Yeah, exactly. I said,
and then my dad was there, but it really wasn't my dad. It was actually
right,
a gun.
Right? Doesn't it sound like it? Then he, okay. This is I'm continuing to read his quote. I said, "This is greatest room I've ever seen, with more computer boards than they make today."
That's great. Our military should be ahead of its time.
Computer boards.
More computer boards than they make today. What the fuck does that mean?
They don't even make them. That's how many we have.
Yeah.
We have one computer
board.
He's
got a great collection. Our military is strong, powerful, and technical.
Bunch of those those iPhone chargers just lined up.
And it's almost as if they're just intending to make great comedic videos, and maybe that's what's happening. Everybody around him have just decided we're going to make this presidency as funny as possible, because at the end of the press conference, they panned out to reveal that Game of Thrones inspired meme where it was like Trump looking and it said sanctions are coming, and he retweeted it. He just had a poster sized version of that meme on the table in front of him.
No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't. Our tax dollars paid for this. All of this.
He's just...
All of this. I'm getting fucked on taxes so our president can print a meme.
Yeah.
Was it... I really hope it was a meme that was like just regular printer but tile.
Yeah. Right. Get me a print out of that.
Imagine being like the fucking intern or like his son. And he was like, what? You gotta go to like FedEx and print that out on cardboard. And someone's gonna be like, what is this? It's like, this is for your president.
Like, oh, is this for your 14-year-old? They'd be like, no, this is for the president.
For the president of the country.
It does make it hard to take seriously, I feel like maybe. Maybe that's the goal.
It's so depressing.
But the people who this resonates with, it makes total sense.
Right.
It does. But
especially like, you know, a lot of
computer boards.
Uneducated people or like older people.
Right.
And then also weird rich people that are educated and smart.
Right.
They're also like isolated.
Mm-hmm.
It does sound like an elderly person without any context walking into a modern workplace. Just being like, there were computer boards.
I'm the boss.
And this guy, he's as handsome as Tom Cruise.
This is almost like when you work for a streaming service in production and it's so easy. You just upload something to like Content Hub or Google Doc. And then you have older executives who don't know how to use a computer. So you have to print out a DVD and slide it under the door and they don't even watch it. You can hear. Anyways. I have just some work stuff coming up.
Wow.
Just some shade at old producers. You know who you are. Old ass fucks.
Hey, well, speaking of old ass fucks. Old ass fucks. Yeah, it's been a long time off, guys. Yeah. So, twinning. Have you guys done the twinning app?
No.
No, I thought it was like a bad tweet that everybody was trying to mimic. You know, everybody tries to do a meme. I didn't realize it was an app. I just thought my friends were making bad memes.
It's not even an app. It's a web page. I'm just mad because they said I looked most like a bachelor, a former bachelor.
Cool.
I look like
What's
a former bachelor
that?
When not smiling. When I have glasses on, I look like Rich Summer from Mad Men. Notably, we have the exact same glasses, so that was, I think, the only similarity.
Was he the one that became like a Hare Krishna for like a minute?
Did he? No, he was the one, he was Harry. He was just always like a sour dick.
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah, I'll show you this picture.
All those angry white guys from the 60s. They all tend to bleed into one.
Poor guys. But anyways, none of the three people that I supposedly look like each other. So, I don't know. Just objectively, as a online experience, the Google app is that told you what piece of art or character from a work of art you looked like is just a better experience objectively. Like, it seems like it actually found someone who looked like you, whereas this is just like looks for superficial similarities.
Wow, are you okay about this?
Yeah, no, he's having a real hard time over there.
I'm fine.
We just have matching glasses. That's it. I'm not a former bachelor.
Okay.
The other thing that is not great about this app is that they leaked people's, like, there was just like zero security from the start. And so there was just a folder anyone could get to that was holding all of the images that people were uploading to the webpage. So
it's pretty horny.
Yeah.
She said it's pretty horny.
Yeah. Just some developer just clicking through photos.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
What about them?
Oh, this is my new avatar. Ooh, hello.
I'll be friends with
the
you.
The grossest sound ever.
That is, yeah, that is such a gross sound.
Well,
I'm glad I didn't do it. I'm glad I didn't fall into the trap.
I know. We were like, oh, have you done it? No, you should check it out. And then explain to you what the problem was.
And this was a PopSugar.com thing?
It was a PopSugar.com.
Did they close it down
The most trusted
now?
Name in news.
Yeah, PopSugar.com.
I think they did not, because after the whole story about them leaking things broke, I then uploaded my own picture.
Do you think that was a conspiracy thing? Like, users are starting to dip, so PopSugar was like, now tell them it's not secure. And then people went to it again.
Probably.
Like, you know, one of those like marketing, like, we'll create a disaster and people will want to see the car wreck.
No, I'm sure it was a disaster. I'm sure there were a bunch of dummies who are just like, whatever. IDs, who cares?
I feel like PopSugar.com and I need to have a great talk.
You know what it feels like? Do you ever see the John Oliver? He had that show a long time ago that was really horrible about, like, I'm going to stop fat people from existing.
What?
And it was like he went to like the fattest city in America. And was like, I'm going to stop everyone from being fat. And it was, ugh, gross. But he did do this thing with like a bunch of kids where he showed them how chicken nuggets were made. Where like he stripped down a carcass, grinded the bones up, then like just show them how awful it was. And at the end he's like, now who wants one? And they're all like, me.
Yeah, yeah.
I love chicken nuggets.
Right, because they're delicious.
Yeah.
You just can't. As bad
that
as stuff
John
is,
Oliver?
People are like, not John Oliver. Wait, Jamie Oliver.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense.
I wish it was John Oliver.
Right.
I was so
sad. He'd be
sad.
So awkward. What?
That John Oliver was.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, it was like, Jamie Oliver.
No,
sorry, everyone.
Is bad.
Jamie
celebrity
Oliver.
Chef Jamie Oliver.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to be confused with celebrity anxiety ridden human John Oliver.
But I feel like this is. You know, one of those examples of the fun face that we're putting on the dystopian nightmare that we're sort of lower, being slowly lowered into. Because
what do you mean slowly?
Right. Well, it's, yeah, but it's something that it's not like, oh my God. And then Skynet became self-aware and like launched all the nukes at the same time. It's like we're slowly just walking down the steps into the dystopia, but because they're like fun things like, ah, you look like Tom Cruise, that it's just like
I do look like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Oh, Tom we'll Cruise was you, on there when I smiled. So
we'll tell you what celebrity you smell like if you
right.
give us your last four digits of your social.
Yeah.
I gotta know. That's a goop.
Ooh, I know I shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Gwyneth.
But yeah, I mean, so like the facial recognition thing is London's police force just...
Hey!
Hey, Bobby! All right, so, oh, we're joined by one of the Bobbies himself.
Yeah,
right here.
Well,
hey, Officer Crumbleton.
Hey, boy, go ahead.
So they were...
Yeah, right.
They were using facial recognition and facial scanning technology to scan the faces of Christmas shoppers in London.
Catch those thievery boogers.
I think they were worried about, you know, terrorism, but also shoplifting, I'm sure, was at the top of their list. They saw
boogers?
Home Alone and were like, ah, not on my watch.
Yeah, it's Christmas time.
Right. But, you know, it's... China's really good at it because they have like all of their citizens' faces in a database. And so they've been able to algorithmically just figure out how to match facial technology. But I think in the West, we're still not great at it because a whopping 98% of the matches used by the technology were mistakes in the case of the London police force.
Oh, yeah. Remember David Schwimmer?
What happened with David Schwimmer?
Well, it was fake David Schwimmer. It's not a facial recognition thing, but the dude got caught on the security camera like stealing beer.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he looked like David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
Ross, David Schwimmer.
Yeah, no, I know. You keep saying his name. Yes, I know David Schwimmer.
Yeah.
Wait, who was it?
David Schwimmer.
Oh, Schwimmer.
If you say it enough, is he going to appear? Is that why you're doing it?
Rachel. Hey, guys.
We were on a break.
Still holds up.
Yeah. Yep. He does have like a vague Texas accent too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will say towards the end of the season, because my roommate and I were like watching it.
Yeah.
And he started getting kind of buff.
Oh, yeah. Well, once they're like.
It's like, Ross.
What are you doing? Yeah, I feel like that happens sometimes because they see themselves on camera. And like, so as they're becoming more seen by more people, they're also like having less touch with reality, and fewer people tell them, like, no, your job is not to look awesome on camera. It's to play the role of this insecure paleontologist?
Yeah.
Is that Wait, he was
a paleontologist?
Yeah.
Or like a paleontology.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, handsome buff paleontology professor. I don't know. That's probably, I'm sure I'm fucking up some detail.
I'm so happy
that,
I never watched Friends ever.
But yeah, and then once you get to the peak of your fame, you stop changing everything about yourself, which is why Michael Jordan still dresses like it's 1996.
Yeah, well, it caught up eventually.
Yeah, well.
Now he's the pinnacle of style.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it did come back around,
yeah,
didn't
just
it?
Yeah, just keep dressing the way you're dressing. It'll show up again eventually.
Romney, baby.
Yeah.
That
the new
hair?
Leader of the resistance.
Imagine him going down on me.
Imagine him going down on you, Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney going down on me?
Because I was making a comment about
it. Is he going to scratch my back? I'm fine with that. Whatever.
Mitt Romney has
if Mitt
never.
Mitt Romney scratches my back. Literally, he could do anything.
Mitt Romney clips his fingernails every morning.
That's dope.
Yeah. Every morning.
I'm going to make some Mitt Romney.
Maybe he's like superhuman.
Fan erotica for you guys.
Romney fan
I would look at that. Okay. I don't think I would look at Trump fan
I
want to
make me erotica of Romney fighting Joe Biden.
Oh. Right.
And then as they're rolling on the ground, a gentle kiss.
Okay. Sounds like you're writing one of your own.
So Mitt Romney announced that he would be the new leader of the resistance with a op-ed in the Washington Post where he criticized Trump on like manners. Basically, it seems like, which is something you see a lot with people who oppose Trump, who are still sort of part of the mainstream political elite and the mainstream media even, is that their complaint with Trump seems to be more based on, you know, the fact that he doesn't show respect for these institutions. And it's, you know, because the things that mainstream Republicans are for are still pretty monstrous. Like the places that they differentiate themselves from Trump are just, you know, that he makes it sound as bad as it is in a lot of cases. He's like, doesn't try to sugarcoat things that much. I mean, I think there is some validity to the complaint that like the whole he's not politically correct thing is bad because, you know, racism has continued to become more public and acceptable among racists, and hate crimes are more common. And, you know, there's something to be said for that. And he also pointed out that in 2016, Pew Research polled 84% of people in Germany and Britain and France and Canada saying they believe the American president would do the right thing. And 1 year later, that number had fallen to 16%. So that's not great because we're at a time in history where you kind of need somebody to be a leader, have like some...
Merkel is the leader now.
Right.
Germany is the world leader.
Right.
Whatever.
And she's on her way
Came
out.
Came back onto this podcast, huh?
Right.
Reading these quotes. Germany is the leader.
Right. Yeah.
Welcome to the Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah, this will be in German.
She is a leader.
I don't know. He still like structures his entire critique like on the subject of civility and like that Trump shows poor character and that, you know, we need a leader who is a man of character. And some people are speculating that this is the first step in Romney's plan to primary Trump in 2020.
I'm going to have to use that.
Yeah.
You're going to primary Trump in 2020?
No, in the erotic fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Side note.
He's just so robotic and in, like, when asked what his favorite meat was, he said hot dog. And when asked what his second favorite meat was, he said hamburger. Would he know how to nibble? Like, what?
Know that Tim and Eric
he
song?
Probably eats people. That's the thing. Right. He's so rich. He probably eats people, and that's his favorite.
Have you guys talked about that rich guy in Florida? He didn't eat people, but he was a child pedophile. And did we talk about this?
We have. Yeah. The guy who's a billionaire who was recruiting child sex workers from Mar-a-Lago.
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, it kind of got hushed, but the Miami Herald had this huge expose about it. A lot of people were like, whoops, but the guy he's friends with this guy, but a lot of people that he serviced were so powerful that they just shut it down.
Oh, yeah. So he would go to Mar-a-Lago and be like, hey, everybody.
Well, he also had a private island. And a private jet where a lot of these things happen.
Yeah.
Real monster.
Yeah. Ugh. It's like straight up the stuff you see in a Hollywood movie with a Tom Cruise
who's trying to save him.
Like Kevin Spacey.
The guy's name is Jeffrey Epstein, and people should check out the Miami Herald shit about him.
Vice.
But anyways, it
now
seems
I know what
like
I'm doing with my evening.
I think there was a poll that said that a large portion of Iowans would approve of somebody trying to challenge Trump in the primary. So, and Iowa's obviously randomly important when it comes to presidential primaries. So.
I feel like people are getting tired of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like that might be happening. The government shutdown doesn't seem like it's playing well with his base, according to the 538. Trump popularity o-meter things.
See, I think his base would still be like, it's the Democrats.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the reason because they won't give our leader his money.
That's what I assume. But I always assume they just would be that on all things. And for whatever reason, his approval rating is going down and his disapproval rating is going up over the past like 5 days. And that seems to be the thing that changed. Like, usually it takes a week for the news cycle to filter down into opinion polls. And that seems like it's the thing that people are reacting to. But who knows? Maybe it was the fact that he clearly has no concept of Christmas and hates Christmas and is a Christmas movie villain. There are so many things.
He is.
It's very hard to figure out. Actually, literally, he's not really villain.
Best machine guns.
Yes.
Just the best you've ever seen.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back. Well, guys, that brings us to our first story. The Bird Box Challenge is a thing. Netflix had to say, guys, don't do the Bird Box Challenge. Stop doing the Bird Box. So it involves just doing something, really anything with a blindfold on is what the Bird Box Challenge is. One guy in one Bird Box Challenge walks out of his house barefoot in shorts and a t-shirt in a snowstorm while holding his dog. And begins walking around in random directions, but he's got a blindfold on. Another person does various workouts that require absolutely no visual awareness while blindfolded. Another family pelt one of their family members with ping pong balls while that person is blindfolded and gropes around and eventually starts throwing punches at everyone. Anyways, Jamie and Caitlin, have you seen Bird Box? And is that why you're wearing blindfolds right now?
We are. No, we. That's just kind of our thing right
that's
now.
That's just an aesthetic choice. Okay.
Yeah.
The movie is a genuine phenomenon in terms of raw number of people who have seen it. It's Netflix bragged that it's been seen by 45 million people.
Although who knows with those people, they could just be making it up. They don't release their damn numbers.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
I did see Bird Box.
You did. You were one of the 45 million.
I think that everyone who saw it, from what I could gather, watched it on Christmas Eve or Christmas. Well, so many people watch it with their families.
Yeah. Mm. This happened, I think, 2 years ago whenever Making a Murderer came out, because it came out right ahead of Christmas break and everybody watched it.
Like, and you just need something to do with your family.
But what's wrong with us that we're only watching movies about, like, creepy shit over Christmas?
Bird Box.
So Bird Box. The thing you got to understand about Bird Box.
Did it pass the Bechdel test?
There, yes, but it's a horror. I thought it was like the dumbest movie. But am I allowed to do spoilers?
Yes.
Okay.
Spoiler alert's coming.
Spoiler alert for
right now.
So there is a scene, Bird Box, or Bird Box.
Bird Box.
Canonically, it is called Bird Box.
And Bird Box.
It has me for like the first 45 minutes. You're like, sure, Sandy Bullock, we're here. There's kids. It's the end of the world, whatever. There's a really hot man in the house. We like that.
And
you
know
he's going to kiss Sandy at some point.
Ooh.
There's a lot going on. I like it.
Nice.
And then in one scene, the whole movie falls apart.
Okay.
So Sandy is very pregnant. Another woman comes in the house because if you go out of the house, you die because Bird Box, right?
Okay.
So another pregnant lady comes in the house. Now we've got two pregnant women. Sick. right?
And gross. Then,
but the other pregnant, yeah, disgusting.
Horrible. Right.
So the second pregnant woman, I don't remember anyone's name in this movie.
Yeah.
But the second pregnant woman, who she's like, I've lived a sheltered life. I love Hello Kitty. So she lets a British guy in the house. And the British guy's like, I'm not dangerous. And then everyone's like, pregnant lady, you dummy. He looks dangerous. And then he's like, I'm not dangerous. And they're like, all right, he's not dangerous.
Okay.
And then he has this sketchbook. And the sketchbook is full of freaky little drawings that he made. And you're like, oh, no, he is dangerous. Then both of the pregnant ladies go into labor at the same time for no reason.
Oh, it has nothing to do with the plot?
Has nothing to do with...
Like an earthquake didn't like dislodge their pregnancies?
From what I can tell, they just go into labor at the same time to get all the characters out of the room.
What you have to understand, Jamie, is that when two women are close together, they sink up.
Their water will break.
Their water will break at the same time. Yeah.
So I think that the writers made them go into labor at the same time for a number of reasons, but logistically to get everyone out of the room and away from the British guy.
Oh.
So then the British guy is like, Bird Box! And then it's still like another hour and a half.
It seems
so...
like one of those things where my understanding of it is that like your visions or like your fears come real. So it's like the part in Ghostbusters, where Stay Puft Marshmallow Man comes.
I
think I just nailed it.
I think you pretty much Bird Boxed us out of here.
Yeah,
there's been so much, such a weird trend of like sensory deprivation in movies between like A Quiet Place and Bird Box. Like there is this weird
the one,
and
like
the one that I'm writing
something?
Where Don't Breathe, maybe?
Don't Breathe.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's
was
a
that
thing
the one now. You were writing?
No, I'm writing a different movie called No Touching.
No. No Touching, that's a good one.
Is it
about the Me Too movement? Am I right? All right, sorry.
Jack's on one.
Okay, I apologize. but just in terms of how widespread like this movie's influence is, like if you translate that number of people watching the movie on Netflix to box office, it would have had the eighth best week ever. It would have been like on par with Star Wars: The Last Jedi, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, Jurassic World.
That's insane.
Yeah. And it's just such a random movie. So, I mean, obviously it's not the same as a movie coming out and doing that because people weren't all buying individual tickets for Bird Box. But
right.
It's still, like, in terms of the amount of, like, national mental real estate that it's taking up, that's where it is. It's, like, in the world of... Your Furious Sevens.
It's great. Bird Box would fully make $7 if it was released theatrically. But everyone, it was like, it seemed like a timing thing. And also, I think that there is, you can still really get a lot of eyes on something by putting Sandy Bullock in a movie.
Yeah.
People love her.
She's got that appeal.
I love her.
Mm-hmm. She does. Sandy Bullock. Bull Box?
Sandy
Bull Box.
Sandy Bird Box.
Yes.
She's credited in the movie as Sandy Bird Box.
Yeah. Hey guys, the markets. I know you've been dying to talk about the markets.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a bad day at the markets yesterday for, you know, all us capitalists.
Not my markets.
Yeah. So Apple came out and did something they haven't done in the last 16 years, and it was... to say they weren't doing that well or something like that. They basically cut their forecast of how many iPhones they were going to sell. And people, apparently that's not good because it both tanked their stock and all the stocks.
Well, it serves them right because I got my Face ID doesn't recognize me when I'm tired and it makes me feel bad.
That's so mean.
I know. It's like you're too ugly to be connected to others right now.
And they're saying that it also might have something to do with Trump's trade policies, that's the reason the markets are tanking. But they're actually blaming the fact that they started changing people's batteries out last year. You know, when they had that, like, people got mad that they were forcing their phones to, like, have battery problems and wouldn't fix them. And so Apple was like, fine, we'll stop breaking your phone intentionally and start replacing the battery. they're actually saying that is what's fucking up their sales because their phones last longer now, so people don't need to buy new ones. So,
well, tough shit. I know, like, but that's what you were supposed to have been doing.
Yeah, it's just interesting that like there's like we've always been like, yeah, they have this like forced obsolescence thing where they break your phone and you just have to get a new one. But that was their entire business strategy, and like it doesn't. Capitalism doesn't work anymore if you don't just like break stuff on purpose.
Now we have to make a good product.
Right.
God damn it.
All right. That's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.